Hello out there and welcome. My name is Sharon Froschen. I am the Chief Operating Officer of the Discover Your Path You platform, where we believe that every life can teach and everyone can grow. To that end, I am also the host of this show, The Connection Sessions, where we bring together practitioners, entrepreneurs, authors, marketers, artists, spiritualists, mentors, and students in an effort to connect to community, learn from each other, and grow. Today I have with me a woman who is affectionately known as the number three for the Charlie Mike Life Organization, an organization which focuses on helping veterans who have returned find purpose in continuing the mission in their day-to-day life, or in other words, for those veterans that are currently in our audience, continuing to be of service in a meaningful way, either in our communities, our families, or our world at large. Angelica is also a life coach. She is a radical transformation specialist and someone who has served in the role as a social worker for a police organization in her country, so understands that underlying need for purpose in the life of somebody who has served in such a role. So Angelica, thank you so much for being here with me today. I'm really excited to get to talk to you after how Chandler talked you up following our interview. And I'm hoping that you might, well, I'm hoping you might just be able to share with our audience a little bit of what brought you into being a radical transformation coach and how you found the Charlie Mike Life Organization.
Well, the radical transformation coach was kind of my life story. Mm-hmm. I started in corporate as a performance goals coach for Citigroup, kind of. The title was something like executive, I don't remember the name, but it's like executive consultant or something like that. Mm-hmm. We were a group of five people that were catering to the first three levels of the corporate organization, mm-hmm. like from from the general manager and three levels below, or CEO three levels below. It was a lot of work. We had tons of fun, to be fully honest. And there I learned about organizational development and coaching, but I didn't even know it was called coaching, to be honest.
Yeah.
We saw it as transformation, as helping them achieve the vision and the mission for the corporation and to help them transform their team into being motivated and so. And then as time went by, I had took a master's in counseling and gestalt education. And I fell more in love. And then I had the opportunity to serve at the police office. Mm-hmm. Here in Mexico, it was really funny because the friend who got me into the police office, this was for for our social service for the master's. But I spent 2 years at the police office, time went by. Mm-hmm. And my friend told me, no, here you're a doctor. And I said, oh my God, do you already have a PhD? And he said, no, it's like they see you as a health practitioner, so you're an MD. I said, but I'm not an MD. Yeah, but they'll call you doctor. And I said, okay. So it was funny. It was a huge responsibility. A lot of my clients or patients were women and people facing violence. I even had a little kid, two children. One was developing ADHD. Mm-hmm. The little girl, because she was seven and all of a sudden had a baby brother. I had a policeman that was my client, and he had also a health problem. I don't remember which one. And he was struggling with kind of his work and having some balance to serve differently, if you may.
Yeah.
It might not make sense, but it kind of, I've seen this happen a number of times. You are serving. And he said, no, this is my work, but your work is in service. Yeah. And he had kind of trouble kind of grasping that part. And it's just like, you are serving others. I said, no, it's my work. Mm. Okay. So I tried to flow with that and try to pull his own work from and his own purpose, and my clients also that were living in violent situations, like get them out of the violent situation, from healing from themselves. And for example, one of my clients was even in a battery situation. So then I told her, now your purpose are your children. And she also worked at the police office. So it was just like, you in here, you serve, but you also serve here.
Yeah.
And in this other place, you are also needed differently. Maybe in a larger way for her, like toddler. He was, I believe, 1 year old or something. But it's still serving and it's still making a difference.
Yeah.
And I believe that that's the secret of purpose. Giving meaning to what you are doing in your life.
Mm.
As a whole. Mm.
Very true.
And I even make it for each goal that you have. For example, this girl was to focus on her children that eventually pulled her out of the battery situation. But it's just like, do not focus only on what you do at your office, because that will pull, that's not an, or it hasn't been a pull hard enough or strong enough, if you may.
Yeah.
So focus on something else.
Absolutely. I think that in Western society, we have this tendency to associate importance and worth with that for which we are paid. And anything outside of that with which we are paid, we kind of devalue or demote in importance. But the presence of money or the lack of money has nothing to do with the service that you provide and with the importance of that service.
Exactly. And this was kind of frustrating a little to me. And then when I spoke to my husband and to Chandler, and in that sense, I haven't spoken to you, but it was just like, no, it was serving was your work, but what you did while serving was also outstanding. And that's nothing to do with pay. That is going beyond the service also. And now I think Chandler and my husband, each in their own way, has kind of grasped it as also something to be proud of.
Yes.
Because absolutely. It's beyond service. Like some things that they did, like bringing their whole team back, It's just like, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
And they say, it's my work. No. Yes and no. I mean, getting a 10 at school, and I'm sorry for the comparison, can be seen as doing your work, but it's beyond work. If you see it like, I work in human resources in Citi also, the performance coaching was in human, like I was in the human resources part. And so it's just like going beyond your goal and is getting excellent.
Mm.
Meeting your goal is just you meet the goal, and that's it. It's easier to put it in sales. You have to sell 10 to 10 people. You sold to 10 people. Cool. But then you also made those 10 a raving fan, and then now they're recommending the families. Oh, so you did something outstanding.
Yeah.
And that's how I see them getting their whole team back. It's just like, it's beyond serving. It's being a great leader.
Mm.
And that was also my point with some of my clients in the police office, specifically the ones who served at the police office. It's just like, you're doing something extra. Not necessarily extracurricular, like going beyond. And also, that's how I got into Charlie Mike Life. Chandra and I belong to a group on Facebook called Coaches Helping Coaches. And he said, who in here is a coach, the wife of a veteran? And I said, me. But I'm Mexican and I'm still in Mexico because my husband is a veteran from the United States. But I'm still waiting for immigration. And he said, it doesn't matter. And I said, okay, cool. Because I don't like, I don't mind being employed, but I know it's a different immigration and whatever. But if it's volunteering and I'm receiving nothing, I don't mind. And if it's for, like, ever since I was little, and I think I told this, I told Chandler this, I've always been very moved. The United States, and this my husband has heard me say a number of times, the United States serving for the highest values for me in the world, or to preserve the highest values, that freedom, democracy, right, like equal rights, zero discrimination, like different arenas of life, if you may. Mm-hmm. And when I was 17, that the United States got into the Gulf War, the first one, I remember I was crying when they said we are going active, and it was like the people in the Middle East should not be doing that, so the United States doesn't have to go in. That's how I saw it back then. I was very little, and I did not understand. I did understand what was happening, but I did not. I studied international studies, so I didn't understand a lot more. But that the pain and that you guys were fighting for the highest values. And I told Chandler, perhaps that's also what my life has been about, like training. Because of studying international studies, I see, and I know right now it's a conservative position, but I see the Bill of Rights as sacred. For me, it's like the highest 10 values in the world, and they should be preserved always, everywhere. And that was like my viewpoint on my studying that. And now being able to serve to people that served is like an honor. A real honor. When Chandler said, it's okay, it doesn't matter. I said, yay, this is awesome.
It's really, as a veteran who has, you know, been through the military and then lost her purpose in the streets and in drugs and in alcohol, it is very true that being able to imprint purpose again on your life is extremely important towards regenerating, rejuvenating, and reclaiming that life. Because anybody who joins the military, anybody who joins the police force, the underlying, at least hopefully, the underlying motivation for doing that is the desire to serve, is the desire to show up for your fellow human beings, for your fellow citizens, for your fellow nationalists, and be there for them. Not only be there for them in person, but be there for them in theory, in upholding those common beliefs that we share as a nation. And I think that often the hardest thing for veterans after leaving the military is reintegrating back into a civilian life where there's a real absence of purpose. There's a real vacuum of purpose in civilian life in the United States of America, especially in today's world. It's become much more of a just make that money, make that money, make that money. And when your purpose becomes an inanimate object that really doesn't stand for anything on its own, that vacuum of morality is close behind. That the fact that we as citizens don't necessarily have a great deal of understanding for why do we do what we do? What's the purpose behind doing what we do? And I can imagine that being a life coach who's chosen to focus on that radical transformation, that going from one place to another, that purpose must be so important for your clients.
I think it's a life changer purpose. I think in many life stages, every time we change of our life stage, and even more so for veterans, and I'm sorry for the comparison, but it's like if you retire, when you come back from war. Even if you're not retired, it's like if you retired. That's one of the largest changes a human can face in any arena, even more so for a veteran. So yes. I believe that purpose, that, and I do try with my clients, and I will try with my veteran clients as I tried in the police office, to imprint purpose in every different arena of our life. You know it, the wheel of life. I call it a dream catcher, but it's like if you imprint at least the three main, like self, something that you do for contributing, like work or whatever do you want to call it, and love and relationships, and that might be with your pet. And I always start with yourself, like relate to yourself, to your superior being, call it God, inner self, or whatever you call it, universe, whatever you call it. I am a Christian, but I don't mind whatever you call the inner being. And those three, if you imprint those three with purpose, and you build from there a larger purpose, whichever you want for it to be, every day you wake up with a smile on your face. Like, I wake up for something larger than myself, because that, yes, I work a lot with the self, but it has to be larger than yourself.
Yes. It is true in my experience that selfish purpose very rarely results in that happiness, that deep abiding joy that comes from serving other people. And I think a lot of that is that we don't really understand who we are individually. We have been programmed through society, the way that we're raised, the values that we're given as we grow up, and then through the working world and through the education system, that we're this small little thing. And so when we focus on ourselves as our purpose, we're actually focusing on what we consider to be a small, fragile little section of the world. And when we begin to focus on others, I think we open up that space for ourselves to expand as our purpose expands. And it's that expansion that creates that joy. Would you agree?
Yeah, totally. And creates that ripple, because yes, we're trained to believe we're this minuscule, if you may, being.
Yeah.
And we are all unique, and we all bring a specific different present to give to the world.
Yes.
And if we don't, like you said, we don't see that purpose, I don't like reflect that, but it's like in contributing to somebody else or helping somebody else, we never see that uniqueness and that present.
Yeah.
And it's really this opportunity I really treasure, and I'm super happy to be able to serve, and for Chandra to giving me this opportunity, it's amazing. I do believe in God, so for me it's like a gift from God, like to be able to serve the ones who served and give them what has rescued me and my clients in many, many ways, as different sense of purpose, a different sense of contribution, and really embracing the gift that we are all unique.
Yes.
And we come here to this world to do something for the rest of the world.
Absolutely. And
even if you have already given a lot to the rest of the world, it doesn't mean that it's finished.
Yeah.
It means that you can have and can embrace something different because of your experience.
Absolutely.
And that I'm here to help. Because yes, I am totally, how does Chandler say it? It stops at 22. Say no to 23.
Yeah.
I believe purpose is the one healer in those cases.
Absolutely.
The only one healer.
Yes. And for those of you in our audience who may not be familiar with what Angelica is speaking of, she's speaking of the statistic that on average 22 veterans a day either attempt or successfully complete suicide in the United States of America. So that idea of let's stop this downward spiral of life being lost after returning home, especially from war. The idea of a veteran surviving a battlefield and then returning home only to succumb to the internal battlefield of PTSD and the emotional trauma that comes with war is just heartbreaking to me. And I love the fact that Chandler has taken up this cause of beginning to value again what veterans go through, what they experience as they try to reintegrate into civilian life, and in finding a purpose, that Charlie Mike life, the life of continuing the mission even after we're no longer active duty.
And I want to say to all of you that you're not alone.
Yes.
Even if we go like fully on operation until January 2020, we're all here for you. Just reach out. Just if you need I will also tell Chandler, but message me. Yeah, there's my Facebook page, and I'm here to help.
Absolutely.
There's always someone to listen to, anyone that is facing PTSD or depression. There's always someone that's listening. You do matter.
Yes. And I will also, Angelica, I will go back and include the link to the Charlie Mike Life group. So yes. That if there is someone who's struggling, you will also have that link to find the group.
The opportunity to reach out to anyone.
Yes. It's the one thing that I've always loved about being a veteran is that we are so passionate about leaving no man behind. So
no man behind.
You are a veteran who's struggling, who is falling behind. We want to know. We want to be able to reach that hand out and to make sure that you're not left in the dust of forward progress, that you do find that place for being consoled, for healing, and for moving on into this next stage of your life. So I just want to take a moment to thank you so much, Angelica, for being with me here today.
You're very welcome.
To our viewers, thank you for joining us for this conversation. And if you come by after, and we are no longer live, but you see this video, drop us a hashtag replay and let us know that you were here. Let us interact with you. All of Angelica's contact information is actually in this live, as well as her website. Her personal profile is tagged, her Facebook page, her Twitter account, as well as her Instagram account. And like I said, I will go back and include the link to the Charlie Mike Life Facebook group. Get a hold of Angelica. If you are a veteran who is struggling, reach out to the Charlie Mike Life group and get the help that you need. As always, guys, you know that we will be here same time, same place tomorrow. And again, Angelica, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much. I love this. And I will try to watch you tomorrow also.
Great. Thank you.
I love your shows.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So everybody, we will see you tomorrow, same place, same time. And as always, you know I love you.
Love you.